Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
Hey, Kiki.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Hi. Whoa, did you already have your coffee this morning? Good Lord, Leah.
Nope.
Get down a notch.
Woke up like this.
Just woke up this excited.
What do you think, this is radio or something?
Well, it's good to see you. Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking out the window for? What are you going to say? What are you going to say about that? I know you want
to. I have nothing to say. Right. Yeah. I hate it.
It's so.
I want to punch it in the face.
Just go out and start punching every single snowflake. Screw you, snow. Get him rock.
That would make me feel better.
Get him rock. He just. Out there, she's just sweating, just going to town, punching the air.
I am the tiger playing.
God, I love it. Yeah, she's got her little boombox out there playing Eye of the Tiger, and she's punching snowflakes. That would be hilarious. All right, well, it is Monday, which means it's time for Hey, Kiki.
Hey, Kiki. I still need to put together.
Yeah, you got to work on that theme song. Yeah.
Good theme song.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. Something's developing.
So everyone, just so everyone knows, you can go to WIRX.com anytime. Go to Kiki's page. It's under the Air Staff page. All right. On air, you just click that. You go there and you can ask a question anytime you want. Just say, hey, Kiki, it's anonymous, or you can put your, I don't care. But if you have any questions, she's going to answer, and she does that every Monday. And so without further ado, hey, Kiki.
Here we go.
Okay, so I got a really fun question. Hey, Kiki, this is from Kyle. I'm just going to say it. I love girly drinks. Like Cosmopolitans, daiquiris, Long Island iced teas, anything sweet, fruity, or has an umbrella works for me.
Here's
the problem. My buddies are always making fun of me for ordering these. I've just never been a big beer or whiskey drinker. Is there any drinks out there that I can order that are still sweet and tasty but won't get me made fun of all night? First of all,
good question, by the way.
Good question. First of all, I don't hate that he likes girly drinks. I think that's awesome. I think it's natural for someone to like a garnished cocktail with brightly colored fruits. It's beautiful and it tastes good. Everyone likes sweets. What's weird is that they don't like beer or whiskey. I'm sorry. What kind of man are you? You cannot like one.
Yeah.
Like only girly drinks and not some sort of.
You got to be able to have a beer or a shot of whiskey from time to time.
Only likes sugary.
You got to hang out with the boys
drinks.
Once in a while.
That's right.
Hey, real quick though, Long Island is a girly drink.
It's sweeter. It's a mixed drink. I think they believe that girly drinks are anything that's not just like a
beer
one mixer.
Whiskey.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get more than like four ingredients in there, you're starting to delve into
this. Isn't Long Island one of the most strongest drinks out there?
It's got six liquors in it.
It is. That's very good.
So is a martini.
Yeah.
So is a Cosmo.
Would you consider a martini a girly drink?
No, not at all.
No. Okay.
It is one of the two ways to aggressively drink vodka. To aggressively consume vodka.
Right, the way she said it.
If you can't get... Any man is challenged to keep up with any girl. If you want to call that a girly drink, I don't know.
I'm going to use that every single time. She loves martini.
I love martinis.
And every time now. So you're aggressively drinking vodka today. All right, well, I'm going to go home.
Absolutely.
Right.
So if you don't like a martini, you can also do that with a Cosmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now here's the other thing. If you were out on a date, let's say when you and I first met and I went up to the bar and I got us two Cosmos. On a scale, what would you say to that?
I would think that would be super fun.
to be honest,
I'd be like, cheers, girl.
Like I'm on vacation.
I'm sure that's what Kyle's friends are doing
exactly.
to him as well.
What about a White Russian?
A White Russian?
Is that considered a girly drink?
Actually, I don't think so. Like I said, I think they're all considered girly drinks if there's sugar that is more than from the alcohol itself that's in there.
Gotcha.
But I've seen guys drink a lot of White Russian,
especially coffee drinks,
things like that.
All right, well, what else you got for Kyle?
Also, try a Mai Tai. They're one of my favorites. A margarita.
Margaritas?
I have seen some rock stars pound down some
margaritas.
And they still looked really cool.
Well, it gets you there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sugar in margaritas.
And you're drinking tequila, too. So, I mean, that's pretty badass.
Also, wine.
Yeah.
It is a known fact that men drink a lot of wine, like, at home, but will not order it in public.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because a girl loves a guy, because, be honest, your guys are making fun of you, but in the end, you want to impress the ladies.
Yeah.
So, if you can snag a lady with your girly drinks, your men, your guy friends pretty much will shut up.
Well, they turn jealous.
So a girl loves a guy who knows his way around a wine list. Mm-hmm. I think that's really romantic, okay. Real sexy.
I will take your fanciest and cheapest red wine, sir.
Sauvignon Blanc. If you can pronounce some of the wines, that's pretty cool.
Do you have any $2 chuck back there?
No one likes to cheapo. And to be honest, all these girly drinks are never cheap.
Yeah.
A beer, a cheap, mixer.
Nothing right. Sexier than a dude with red wine teeth.
Long story short, Kiki, should Kyle just keep ordering his drinks?
Keep ordering your drinks, Kyle.
Keep it fruity, buddy. Thanks, Kiki.
You're welcome.